You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Programs or to join NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
What the president did is gave legal status to people who are pending charges. It's one thing not to prosecute. It's another thing to say, you're now legal. He can't do that.
The Supreme Court will consider President Obama's plan to prevent the deportation of more than 4 million illegal immigrants. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the court will strike down the executive action.
He took people, millions of them, and gave them legal status, not deferring their prosecution. That's not prosecutorial discretion. That's acting as if you were a legislative body.
The dispute centers on Obama's executive action in 2014, which bypassed the Republican-led Congress and was blocked by lower courts. A ruling is expected in June. Schools in four states are the targets of phoned-in bomb threats. A dozen schools in Delaware, Iowa, Massachusetts, and New Jersey reported receiving the threats early today. The threats forced evacuations or lockdowns at all of the schools. This is USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volunteal treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The mayor of Flint, Michigan is expected to meet with President Obama about the city's water contamination crisis.
The city of Flint and the citizens of Flint are going through a very difficult time, and the U.S. government is determined to do what we can to support the state and local officials who are responsible for responding to this incident.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mayor Karen Weaver and the president were expected to meet today. Earnest noted that Obama has issued an emergency declaration which opens the door for federal aid. He also said the Justice Department is looking into possible criminal activities surrounding the lead contamination crisis in Flint. Ben Carson is canceling his campaign appearances today after several staffers were hurt in a van crash in Iowa. A statement from Carson's presidential campaign said the van carrying three volunteers hit a patch of ice and flipped on its side today, where it was struck by another vehicle. One of the volunteers is being taken to the University of Nebraska Trauma Center in Omaha. Dr. Carson is on his way to Nebraska this afternoon to be with that person's family. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, the ceiling if you want me.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Randazzler's Musical Journey. I'm your host, the Randazzler. Kicking off today's show, that was Tony Orlando and Dawn with Knock Three Times. Now let's take a look at the 100 in Chamber Radio Target Weather Forecast for your Central Jersey listening area. Well, I would say winter is finally here. It is freezing out there. Currently, fair skies, though, 29 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, going down to a low of 17 degrees. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high of 36 degrees, and tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, going down to a low of 20 degrees. Now let's continue today's show. Number one hits from 1971. Last week, of course, was number one hits from 1970. So continuing the trend into 71, here's the Temptations.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. Is truly a dream. Just my imagination.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Three Dog Night, Joy to the World, here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And of course, before the break, Just My Imagination, Running Away with Me from The Temptations. And now we're going to hear from the so-called greatest rock band of all time, or at least they call themselves that, the Rolling Stones. Brown Sugar from the Rolling Stones here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Next two songs we're going to hear, written by Carol King, but the first one actually performed by her. Here is It's Too Late.
Something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Sometimes
used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
It's Too Late, from Carole King here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Now, as I mentioned before, the next song, also written by Carole King, and it was a number one hit, but for this artist, here's James Taylor.
Turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let? Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you got a friend.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Recognize us? We're the ones you've heard about.
Millennials.
Demanding, self-absorbed,
or so you've been told.
We care deeply about our country.
Care about the future, so it's time to stand up for it.
And we're ready to make history.
So I'm voting for the first time.
I'm voting for Marco.
I'm voting for Marco.
Marco Rubio today unveiled a new TV ad targeting millennials. He says the 2016 presidential election is as much about millennials as anyone.
There was a poll about a month ago, and it said half the millennials believe the American dream is dead. That's devastating. That cannot stand. If we lose the American dream, we stop being a special country.
Appearing on Fox and Friends, the Florida senator said a poll shows half of millennials believe the American dream is dead. He said the country they will inherit needs to be as good or better than now. He said solutions need to be found for student loan debt, the country's debt, and national security issues by the time millennials reach Rubio's age of 44. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How far would you go to save a child? From the co-producers of God's Not Dead comes Caged No More, starring Kevin Sorbo, Cassidy Gifford, and Alan Powell. A powerful film that dares to make a stand against trafficking. Caged No More will inspire you to become a freedom fighter. See Caged No More in theaters January 22nd.
Welcome to the second half of Randazzler's Musical Journey. We're going to begin the second half of the 5 o'clock hour with the Bee Gees and their first number one hit, which came in 1971.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about sorrows.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend the broken
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world
Beautiful song from the Bee Gees. How can you mend a broken heart? Up next, a solo Beatle, Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. And this is McCartney's first number one hit after breaking up with the Beatles.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. Sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring. Thank you.
Admiral Longhalse notified me. He had to have a berth or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter won't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And that was Rod Stewart with his first number one hit, Maggie May, here on 100 in Chamber Radio. For the break, heard from Paul McCartney with Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey, and then began the second half of the 5 o'clock hour with How Can You Mend a Broken Heart from the Bee Gees. First of all, just want to take a moment and express the sadness I feel about the passing of Glenn Frey, one of the founding members of the Eagles, probably my favorite, at least American band, because my favorite band all time is the Beatles, but the Eagles, they come in a close second. I mean, they've had so many great songs. Was raised on their music, because my parents, both of them are huge Eagles fans, and so just want to wish my condolences to his family, and hopefully he's resting in peace, and but his musical legacy will live on. Eagles music and his solo music. So no chance of Glenn Frey's music going away anytime soon. Well, it's about time for me to head out. Fastest hour in all of radio has gone by yet again. We got one more number one song from 1971, and I will be back same time, same chair next week for some more number one hits. 1972 will be next week. So I'm going to end today's show with Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sean Wyans is 45. Guiding light Wendy Munoz is 47. Tennis pro Stefan Edberg is 50. From ER and Shawshank Redemption, Paul McCrane is 55. Herman's Head, William Ragsdale is 55. Gangs of New York, Roger Ashton Griffiths is 59. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 61. Katie Segal is 62 from Married with Children. Dino, Desi, and Billy Singer, that's Desi Arnaz Jr., is 63. Wow. American singer Dewey Bunnell is 64. Motel's lead singer, who sang Suddenly last summer, Martha Davis is 65. Television chef Paula Deen is 69. Singer and songwriter Dolly Parton, 70 today. Actress in Donna Reed Show, Shelley Fabares, is 72. Singer Lori Linden is 72. Singer of Hello Dolly, Michael Crawford, he's also been in the Phantom of the Opera, I believe, 74. Former CTV news anchor Lloyd Robertson's 82. Film director of A Hard Day's Night, Richard Lester, is 84. Journalist and former PBS news anchor Robert McNeil is 85. The Birds, Tippi Hedren, is 86. She was the actress in The Birds. From actress in 2012, Lisa Liu is 89. And All My Children and The Thomas Crown Affair, Fritz Weaver, is 90 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntershamber.com. Get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to move on out for a little break. We'll get Michelle Heide on. There's Eddie. We'll be right back. Good morning, Hunterdon, huntershamber.com.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
It just shows the American people once again that what I've been saying for the last week is true. This president lives in his own world.
Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie accusing President Obama of, quote, paying ransom to terrorists for the release of five Americans detained in Iran. Appearing on Fox News, the New Jersey governor said this is not the product of strong American diplomacy. Christie said with the lifting of sanctions on Iran, Obama has paid ransom to the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
I'm very grateful that these folks are home. I'm thrilled for their families and their friends who have missed them and been worried about them. But this president is just encouraging more and more of this conduct. If every time an American gets taken, he's going to pay a ransom.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing a travel warning for pregnant women in light of the outbreak of the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is linked to birth defects. Last week, the first U.S. case of a baby infected with Zika virus was confirmed in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and our individual freedoms, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam will dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combined fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other secular sources and add minimal commentary, conservativetribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, conservativetribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at conservativetribune.com.
Political analysts are wondering how Donald Trump's gaffes at Liberty University might affect his standing with evangelical voters. Trump spoke at the evangelical school's convocation Monday and revealed less than a commanding familiarity with the Bible.
2 Corinthians 3:17, that's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Trump vowed to protect Christians around the world.